This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Left side Keys, pick and roll Cordelia, catches underneath, kick out Dredd, right slot three, it's good, the largest lead of the night for Mount St. Mary's, the Mountaineers on top 64-51.
I asked Ross to play any of the clips from last night and he had to choose that one, my American University Eagles getting taken out by Mount, do a dead bird. There you go, Mount St. Mary's with the W, but my Texas Longhorns, that's really the true killer for me. But it's not because I get to do a do-over. It's like freshman right. forgiveness at American University where I got to redo three classes that I failed. Oh, the Longhorns get taken out. There's some of the madness beginning before the big dogs step in today. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Get a set, Choppy.
All right, so today you are going to have the game starting with Louisville-Creighton at 11:15. High Point and Purdue at 11:40, Montana, Wisconsin, and then Houston against the Southern SIU Edwardsville. I don't know if it's Indiana or Illinois, and it doesn't quite matter because they're a 28.5-point favorite.
I think that's Illinois. Yeah, it's Illinois.
By the way, Mount St. Mary's is a 32.5-point underdog to Duke on Friday. So be thankful that you didn't win, I guess.
No.
You always want to win.
I don't want to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, you always want to win, but I love this time of year. It's my favorite postseason. Absolutely love it, and it allows me to reminisce on years past. And we are going to find a household name out of this tournament. Because I went back, I was thinking, all right, what other household names have we thought of or come from the NCAA tournament? Kevin Pitsnoggle, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Some rando that you've never heard of before the tournament, like Bryce Drew, who was in this as the head coach of Grand Canyon. GCU.
Oh, yeah, those punks.
Yes, he's the head coach. Remember, he hit the game winner over Ole Miss. TJ Sorrentine, the little dude from Vermont who hit a 30-footer against Syracuse. You had Thomas Walkup from Stephen F. Austin. 33 points in a win over West Virginia. RJ Hunter. Us RJs got to stick together. Mm-hmm. Georgia State beating Baylor with a big shot from deep. Remember Dunk City? Dunk City. Dunk City.
Was Comer. That USC?
That was Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, Florida Gulf Coast. And then he went to USC.
Andy Enfield. Now, where is he? Right down the road. SMU. But he had, you know, Sherwood Brown and Comer and Feeler. Steve Nash. Steve Nash made a name for himself.
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, beating Arizona back in 1996,
because that was the 96. Year that Nico Harrison couldn't do S against Syracuse. That's right.
So let's go, baby. Let's freaking go.
Bobby, you were trying, I don't know whether to praise or embarrass me by coming up with the alumni list from my school who played and lost last night.
We're trying to praise you. We're just trying to, you had mentioned the other day that you have to be somewhere in the pecking order, somewhere in the hierarchy at American University. So I went and looked up the most famous alum from American University. Now, here's the thing. I came up with 17 names in addition to Sean. And so, Sean, you're at the very worst, you're 18th from your university.
Okay.
As just the best name to come out of that program. So that's good. You're not going to crack the top five.
Okay.
You're just not. And so you're somewhere between 6 and 18. You're basically the DAC of your school. Depending on the day, you might be 6, you might be 14. It just kind of depends. But, you know, you still are going to be able to have a good show, and it's just you're not going to be the top five. Here are the top five for sure, and then we'll have to debate the others. We can rank these in any order you want. Number one on this list to me is Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn's number one is your biggest alumnus there. David Aldridge, an American University.
Mother of?
Goldie Hawn's the mother of Kate Hudson.
That's right.
You're doing this, by the way, the Kate Hudson, I think it's her. You know how bad I am with pop culture lately. In the Lakers Jeannie Buss show on Netflix, it's pretty damn funny. It's pretty good comedy. Running the point or something. Jeannie Buss is making Goldie Hawn like the Lakers owner.
Right.
They're the Los Angeles Waves, two nitwit brothers. It's pretty daggone good. It's really, really good.
And you're not just saying that because of American.
But you have Goldie Hawn as the one and then David Aldridge as the two?
These are five that I set aside that I was like, okay. I don't think you're going to be able to touch their branding and everything else.
Yeah.
Judge Judy is also on this list.
She's the one.
She's a big time star. Barry Levinson, he's director of Rain Man, great movie. Mm-hmm. He had Diner was him. So, I mean, there's some good movies that you're not going to be able to do that. And then old Today Show weatherman, Willard Scott. I don't think you're going to be able to correct those. So we've got the other names that we can go over. First one, number one on this list, Corey Lewandowski. Corey Lewandowski was the aggressive, loudmouth initial 2016 campaign manager for Donald Trump before he got canned during the primary and became a commentator on
CNN.
Was he
the alternate facts guy?
Yes, that was Corey Lewandowski. So, I mean, he's got a last image. Are we saying Sean above or below Corey Lewandowski?
I mean, I would say above. I haven't noticed him on these news channels too much.
I think you're above. Ultimately, yeah, that's nice that he was brought in. But he got canned before they even got to the big dance.
I think Jerry fight put me above him.
I think if you're unemployed, you're out.
That's fair. Jordan Belfort. The Wolf of Wall Street. There's so much here because the guy lived a great life in a lot of ways. Also had some legal issues. And
is he alive?
He is alive right now. Yeah. 62 years old.
And you still have not watched that movie?
I haven't seen either one.
That's disgraceful.
It's either one.
Well, the original was
I'm talking about DiCaprio.
Yeah. But the original one was with Charlie Sheen or whatever.
So
was that Rain Man?
No, that was Wall Street.
That was just Wall Street.
Okay. Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort. I'm going to say, you know, ultimately he failed, and he was a con artist. And so I'm going to say Sean's above Jordan
Belfort.
He's kind
of a degenerate loser now.
Yeah, and when you see him do interviews, it's like, oh, yeah, this guy, I don't know how you ever did that. Next one on the list. Yeah, so you're doing good so far, Sean. You're taking up the list. Neil Cavuto, the little bespeckled Fox News anchor who has been on TV for like 40 years, I feel like.
I think is he with us still?
Yes, he's with us.
Yes, he is. All right.
He does have MS or something, I think, though. But Neil Cavuto, ultimately, I think you're going to be above Neil Cavuto.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with Neil Cavuto. He's a straight newsman, a straight-laced newsman. But ultimately, I think you're above Neil Cavuto. Next on this list.
Neil could, I think, help you get away with some tax, not fraud, but like he could help you kind of shortcut your taxes, I think.
Next one up, CNN anchor Allison Camerota. Is an American University alum. On name alone, Sean's going to have it. Because a lot of people are not going to know who Allison Camerota is. But when you see her, you're going to go, oh, I've seen her a bunch of different places before.
Yeah, I don't recognize her at all. So I'm
above her.
Yeah.
Better. All right. This is going to be a questionable one. Star Jones.
Oh.
Nah, I can't take out Star.
Didn't Joy Behar take out Star? Like, you're telling me you can't handle all right, fine. She was on The View, notable person. All right, if you're going to say Star Jones is above you, fine. Nancy Myers. Now, Nancy Myers was the director of The Parent Trap, the one with Lindsay Lohan years ago. She's had...
Oh, my gosh. Nancy Myers, is this the
Father
actor?
Of the Bride.
Yeah.
She's writer of Father of the Bride. She directed The Parent Trap. She directed What Women Want, Something's Gotta Give. So, are we saying you are above or below Nancy Myers?
I'm confusing her with someone else.
Yeah. Like
Diane Keaton. Is this... No. Who was the Steve Martin wife movies?
Yeah, Diane Keaton, I think, was. She also looks like Katie Couric, too.
Yeah, she does look like Katie
Father
Couric.
Of the Bride, that was... I got to see it. Yeah, Diane Keaton was the wife in that. So, Nancy Myers, are you the writer of those movies, and she directed some other big ones? Are you above or below?
I'll be below.
Okay, all right. Next one on this list, Bus Cook, the famed agent of Brett Favre, but really riding some coattails, I feel like. Really hasn't done anything of importance for a while.
Below Bus.
I'm saying you're above him.
Okay.
Chop, you break the tie.
I like the name Bus. I think I would say above. I don't know what Bus is doing these
days.
There
we go. Jamie Erdahl, who we talked about yesterday over here on Good Morning Football, only has her gig because Kay Adams decided that she wanted to flirt with Shams on whatever she's at now.
You know, I believe I'm above her. She's got me beat in title and job title, but, you know, walking through DFW, I think I would be more recognized.
Now, you know, we talked about
especially
yesterday
in Oak Cliff.
Hagee said yesterday. Well, maybe not. Hagee said yesterday that there were some hard hitters on this list, and he wasn't kidding. Kermit Washington.
Oh yeah,
famous for just knocking the S out of Rudy Tomjanovich.
Kermit doesn't do it for me.
RJ doesn't like violence.
Yeah.
Do you think like how Peter Parker, like he was bit by a spider and like that's how he became Spider-Man? Do you think Kermit Washington like punched the great coaching into Rudy Tomjanovich possibly?
I don't think so.
Next one on this list, Yiannis Pappas, the stand-up comedian.
Is that Weird Al?
No. No.
That's not his real name?
No. If you don't know Yiannis Pappas, then you're above him. But I think, above. Yeah, that's him. Yep, that's him. And then David Gregory, the newsman.
He's got good hair. He's got really good hair.
You thought he was a big-time name worth considering here.
Yep.
He is the former host of Meet the Press.
Yeah, Meet the Press is a big show.
He's pretty big.
But
big
he replaced show. Tim Russert. Like, it wasn't like he built that show.
Yeah,
I'd say you're above David Gregory. And then last one, Sean Astin. Played Rudy. Played the
Frodo Baggins. Was he Frodo?
No, he was Frodo's little buddy, Samwise Gamgee or whatever.
Kevin Hagelin hates him.
I think you're better. Are you going to put yourself above him?
No.
I say yes.
He was in the Goonies.
Oh, he wasn't Goonies. Never mind. He was in Goonies.
Where do I end up?
So you end up on this list. Not bad, Sean. You're ending up on this list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not your ninth. You are in the top 10 of American University alumni. So not a bad place to be.
There were three more people I found that I recognized their names. Sean Spicer.
Okay, but these
are... Another former Trumper.
These are...
Wasn't he the press secretary? Okay, I couldn't remember who he was with.
These are technicalities, though. Sean Spicer only did like a semester studying program.
All right, I'm done with all this. This is going way too long. Let's get to a possible hockey change. They're trying to capitalize on the Four Nations.
Yeah, they are. So Gary Bettman, I think this is a great idea. Gary Bettman is, it seems like he is like climbing the ladder of commissioners when everybody hated him.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really good idea. They are reevaluating because of the success of the Four Nations faceoff, which replaced the All-Star Games. So this was U.S., Canada, Sweden, Finland. They are considering, you know, rolling something out again differently in years ahead, as opposed to the regular All-Star game, and reevaluate what they're going to do. So this year they have the Four Nations. Next year in 2026, it's the Olympics. So they're not going to do it all right. The NHL players are going to play in the Olympics. So they're looking at 2027 and beyond. I would love it if they would go back to an every other year thing. Four Nations in the odd years, right? And then do the Olympics in when they do come around. And then at one other year, you get a regular traditional All-Star game. So you would do Four Nations, Olympics, Four Nations, All-Star game, Four Nations, Olympics, and so on and so forth. That's how I would do it.
And the U.S. versus Russia?
And now the other thing is that Trump and Putin apparently are talking about staging a U.S. versus Russia hockey game. It would be the KHL versus the NHL.
They've been talking about staging U.S. versus Russia for a while.
It seems that way. Awful idea. The KHL will use this as a chance that, hey, we're going to just fight the hell out of you guys.
That's the reason the Four Nations blew up.
Yeah.
The first 3 minutes. That's the reason. Everyone really went headfirst into it. So absolutely sign me up.
Maybe that would people have them, you know, watch. But does the NHL, would the NHL sign up for this? I don't know.
Because of the fighting?
I think the KHL would get a little chippy. Okay. They would try to prove their mettle.
It might blow up in like a more larger way than just fighting on the ice.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. I have to wish a humongous happy birthday to Tolo D on the Mount Rushmore of top Tolos. And congratulations to her daughter. She said yes. Justin went to Diamonds Direct, custom made oval cut.
Oh, baby.
So congratulations to Justin and Cece and happy birthday to Mama D.
They were both out. Both D and her daughter were out at Hurtado's when they were doing that opening weekend in Dallas. I saw them both out there.
Commercial-free expressway is next with a PBR ticket giveaway. How far have the Dallas Cowboys fallen, and could Amari Cooper or Stephon Diggs save them? Commercial-free on the Home of America's team with a PBR ticket giveaway is next.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How far have the Dallas Cowboys fallen, even beneath Chicago? And could either of these two names help save them? As Ross said, we are commercial free here on the official home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We have a PBR ticket giveaway for you coming up. And the Neighborhood Watch, the most local segment in all of radio. But let's start off with how far they may have fallen.
Yeah, this was this is one of those moments. This is called a, that's not a canon event, but it's one of those moments where
a, what?
A canon event. It's like where you, I don't know, it's, you know, help me explain this, Ross.
So so you talked about Spider-Man a moment ago. Spider-Man's, Peter Parker's canon event was Uncle Ben dying. It's basically just like a formative event.
Okay.
So there you go. I saw it on TikTok once.
Spoiler, Ross, by the way.
Yeah, I know. God, let's watch the show first. Jeez. So this is when I realized, though, man, we're not thought of very highly around the world. I went and saw the Bet Online odds for the year. The Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Have longer odds to win the NFC than Chicago. And Minnesota, who is starting a rookie quarterback that they may or may not be trying to trade.
That's, I'm sorry, you cannot like be upset that Minnesota is ahead of Dallas in the odds. That was a 14-win team last year.
I know.
With a totally different quarterback.
Right, but we're talking...
And a total mystery starting.
Okay, even still, do you think that Darnold is 7 games better than McCarthy? I don't think... Like, I think Kevin O'Connell's going to get whatever he gets out of those guys. And Dallas is the one that... Dallas lucked into, I feel like, 7 wins last year. That was more like a 5-win team.
This is these are your odds to win the NFC. Philadelphia at 3-1.
Your total disrespect of quarterbacks like missing of Dak missing time. I don't want to do this. I really don't. I said this to myself the other day while driving home.
Do it.
I don't want to go too far in because Dak did not play well, but the Dak Prescott disrespect, the total memory loss of everyone around here, including a lot of people in this building, Kevin Hagelin, I'm talking to you too, but Bobby, for this show, that Dak Prescott missed all those games, it blows my mind. And we're just judging the Cowboys with Cooper Rush as if Dak didn't miss the games. Yeah.
What, he missed 9 games? That's a lot.
I mean, come on.
He did miss 9 games.
That is an instant elimination for your season.
Okay.
You're automatically out.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, you got to remember it. He was a quarter off the field and he was seen on camera saying, "We effing suck." Like they suck.
So what?
So they suck.
Okay. And they can, and teams can change and get a little bit better. So you want me to totally forget the year before when he was second in MVP? You just want me to hold on to last? I can't believe I'm fighting with you or Dak Prescott. So we totally just dismissed the awesome season he had 2 years ago. And I'm just supposed to have. Do I think they would have made the postseason last year with him continuing to play the games? No, but I think that's as bad as the entire football team could have played with a defense that was also adjusting to Zimmer.
Yeah, I think the only game that's maybe different is Cincinnati. That's about it.
Okay, well, then, right.
So maybe.
So fine, now, that's now a random guess.
I mean, I don't know. If you guys thought they were awesome at 3-5 before Dak went out.
No.
Okay. I didn't say awesome.
They were an awful
football
team.
You're manipulating things.
I'm not manipulating anything.
Yes,
they were a bad football team last year. They're a bad football team right now. That's what they are.
If Dak play, well, then you can't have it both ways in terms of thinking he's so good. If he plays,
I think Burrow's good. They missed the playoffs, too.
If he plays 17 games, what's their record next year?
Right now, they're an 8-win team.
Okay.
All right,
I'll come up with something.
Put it on the board. Let's put it on the board.
Well, it could change with the draft.
I'm gonna put it in his bank account.
Yeah, there we go.
Actually, I'm gonna take it from his bank account.
You are gonna put it in there, a deposit. Yeah, right. Sean deposit.
Like all of our last things.
So we've never made a bet. What are you talking about?
The other thing that it kind of triggered with me is that they're just basing a lot of these on just the quarterbacks. Like in the AFC, it's Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincy, Chargers, Houston. They just took the 6 best quarterbacks in the AFC and they put them there, right?
Which you should agree with.
Which I do agree with. And in the NFC, tell me if they did the same thing. Philadelphia at 3-1, Detroit at 4-1. They have San Fran as the third. San Fran has completely already punted on this season. They have gotten rid of everybody. They have gotten rid of 11 starters from last year's team.
If the Cowboys and Niners played tomorrow on a neutral field, what would the spread be? And who would you take?
I don't know. I mean, they don't play well against San Fran.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that San Fran... I would think right now the Cowboys and San Fran are probably record-wise the same.
Okay.
San Fran's come grossly back to the pack. I think most people agree their window's closed.
They're, I mean, if it was played tomorrow, given where their roster's at right now, Dallas probably wins, like right now. Just okay. Because, I mean, San Francisco has lost people all over their, like, all levels of the offense and defense.
So San Fran's third. Washington is fourth at 8-1. Then it's Green Bay at 10-1 and the Rams at 10-1. Then comes Minnesota at 14-1. Then Chicago at 16-1. And Tampa at 16-1.
Wow. Minnesota, Chicago, and Tampa all above the Cowboys. And it's not by a little.
It's not by a little. Those are 14 and 16-1. And then you dropped the Cowboys at 28-1.
Whoa.
And then Atlanta and Seattle and Arizona at 33-1.
Ooh, so they disagree with DeMarcus Lawrence.
Like that, this was a troubling
now, I will thing point, to see. I will point something out here, and I was Bobby 4 minutes ago. I'll be RJ right now in Bizarro World. What you would usually say in this, and what I have learned from these types of odds from Vegas, we got to pay attention to the sucker bets.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago is arguably the biggest sucker city in terms of all of gambling in the entire country.
They absolutely are.
They'll give you.
Chicago buddy was sitting at that bar that night going to me. He's like, you think the Bears could win the Super Bowl next year, right?
Right.
It's like, you do?
I think of any city in the whole country, Chicago is willing to take their money and light it on fire, maybe to match the rest of their city. And San Francisco's up there too.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some suckering here with San Francisco and Chicago.
So when we do, we get our metrics.
Every year the Bears are put up there.
Every year. We get our metrics from our BetMGM podcast, which is the number two college football betting podcast in the world.
Out of three.
Out of three. And it might actually be out of two. I don't
is
know.
It out might of three be or out of two? Two.
But the metrics show, like, Chicago is like we're our number one listening on it. None of us are from Chicago. Memphis, Pittsburgh, and DFW.
Right.
Like, none of us are from Chicago.
Yeah.
That's our number one spot. And it's just because they're just degenerate gamblers there.
Now, apparently. Does that account for 16-1 versus 28-1? Probably not.
No. And the problem that I have with this, and not even a problem, but what concerns me is the Cowboys are usually overvalued on the plus because they have so many fans. So the Vegas would not want to have a big liability on the Cowboys, because if you have a big liability on the Cowboys, that could completely ruin the bottom line for your year.
I'm seeing Kevin O'Connell brilliance for 14-1 justification and Ben Johnson hype.
Yep.
For Chicago 16-1.
Look, I don't have a problem with Philadelphia, with Detroit being the two favorites. I mean, they were the two best teams in the conference last year. I have no problem with that.
Well, good. What a hot take.
You know, Washington, that's a hype one. Just like, you know, Houston.
Everyone's going to have them second in the division.
Everyone's going to have them second in the division.
We need a CJ step back there.
Yes, probably he's not going to have, I wouldn't think, the same year he had last year. The league is going to adjust to him. You know, they're not going to win all the close games like
the
they won this
year. The thing with Daniels, though, that might make it harder to adjust than Stroud is the running. You know, a little bit more dual threat versus CJ just dropping back.
Yeah, the league adjusted to Robert Griffin III, and Robert Griffin III had injuries. The league has still never adjusted really to Lamar Jackson. So if Jaden Daniels is more Lamar Jackson and that sort of ability with his leg, like, they're not going to adjust to that, and he's just going to have success. That's what remains to be seen right here. But yeah, Stroud, I think, is a different case because of what he does.
All right, so that's Vegas having the Cowboys beneath. I don't know if I've gone into a season in the last 5 years as stunned as where they are in the conference with the teams above them as this list right here from BetOnline.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. And
Chicago.
I keep coming back to the 2014 season where we had the big meeting we had. You, me, Spittle was in there. Right? And it was about the 8-8. The Cowboys over under.
Oh, well, he went to Vegas?
He went to Vegas, and we were thinking, man, they're not going to win 8 games. This team's terrible. You know, Romo's always hurt, or they're in transition, and bam, they go 12-4. Like, that's not going to happen.
Because of Dak.
No, it's because of Romo. It's 2014.
Hey, I'd have Dallas way lower on those odds than you guys. I would have them lower on those odds than Vegas does.
But, you know, the difference is like, that was hype the other way. This is not going to happen. Like, this is not a... I feel the same. Like, there's I don't see how they can be a playoff team right now.
You don't
right
see how now. They can be.
Right now with the roster. Like, I don't trust Dak's health.
But if I told you he played 17 games, what would you have the record
as? If he played 17 games, I think that they're, yes, I would put them there. I just don't trust that he can.
No, but what's the win total? If he plays
health
17?
Included? Health is 100%. 10 wins?
10 wins. 877-881-1053. Franco LanFranco injury attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. And then Bill Barnwell trying to use some of our leftover $40 million spend.
He's looking at the best fits for the unsigned players. The first thing I do when I see one of these, I just go control or command F and type in Cowboys. Right? You get the, you find it, right?
Oh.
And the first one there, Amari Cooper. Raiders, Patriots, Cowboys are his ideal landing spots. The next one on the list that they have to the Cowboys, Stephon Diggs. Diggs is Jets, Cowboys, and Patriots. I don't want to be connected in any way to the Jets. They have Keenan Allen on here. Does not have him to us. But then Tevin Jenkins, the guard.
Tevin Jenkins was a really good prospect a couple years ago and just has had issues in Chicago. Has had issues with injury, position switch, some different things. But, I mean, like, if you want to try and find a Leonard Davis, somebody who didn't necessarily perform the way everybody thought they would as a rookie, and you get him here and settle him back down a little bit, he wouldn't be a bad, roll of the dice.
Look,
let's go with the receivers.
Yeah, so it's Diggs and Cooper. I if the money was right and Amari's tape looks good,
which I don't know how you're going to find it from Buffalo.
Yeah.
What happened in Buffalo?
Cold weather.
8 games, 20 catches, 297 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was 15 a catch when he did catch it.
He was never on the field. It was so weird. Yeah. It was like they refused to put him out there in situations. Like, you would at least think, you remember there was that viral moment early on where Keon Coleman basically told Amari what route to run when they broke the huddle, when they were in red zone. You can, manufacture those situations and just say, hey, we're doing this. Amari said that a lot of what they were running in Buffalo was similar to what they had run in Dallas. So he didn't feel like there was too much of a curve or anything else that he was going to have to deal with. He's a really smart player. Picks up a lot of it. There's no excuse of just, well, we brought him in the middle of the year. It's really hard to get to. That's not an excuse with Coop here. So it's just, the only thing I can think is he's not very good anymore.
Yeah, if the tape is fine and the money's right, I'd be in on him. Diggs.
Are we just trusting he won't be healthy enough?
With Amari?
No.
Oh, with Diggs?
Diggs.
That's part of it, yeah.
He's visiting with the Patriots, by the way.
Also, Kupp just got $15 million.
I look at Diggs like I look at the Jimmy Butler question when we were talking about that. Like, do I want to add that into what else we're already dealing with?
I'm more worried about his health. I am worried about his combustibility, but I'm more worried about him recovering from the ACL. That's a bigger worry to me than the temper.
And, and the money, too. I mean, what's he going to get?
Is he older than Amari? Amari's 30. Diggs is 31. He'll be 32 in November.
Doesn't Diggs have to get less than Kupp coming off the injury? New England might.
Spotrac had him pegged higher than Kupp. He had him at
18 or
18.
Something.
They only had Kupp at 12, so Kupp came in ahead. And they could, Spotrac could be completely wrong.
I mean, look, Diggs was, you're talking about 6 straight years of 1,000 yards before Diggs got hurt last
year. Player.
And he was on pace to get it again last year.
Was he on pace?
Yeah, so he was 496 through 8 games.
Yeah, and what do we keep saying about the injury recovery?
Right, it's the year after.
The second year.
The second year.
Yeah, and when you're 30-something, that may just be it.
And fortunately, there are situations where a receiver who's always hounding for the ball can impact a young quarterback. You don't have to worry about that here. Like, Dak was, he's got enough clout in the league. He can put you in your place. But then again, so did Josh Allen.
I mean, has Dak controlled CD with his outbursts? That's a question. And would Stephon Diggs help or hurt Trayvon?
I can't think that would help. I would think it would actually be a little bit of a negative, but I mean, I don't want to ever say anybody's just, you're having your family with your thing. It's just a little bit is that a distraction at all? Like, you hear all the time about, do players need to go back home where all their friends are and stuff and potentially be distracted by that? I don't know that Dak's put CD in his place. CD, again, is just growing. If CD was the way Diggs is at that age, I'd have more concerns. To me, CD is going through development of maturation that you kind of expect. Whereas Diggs is 32. He's been in the league for a decade. I don't know why he still does some of the things he does.
For some reason, I had the impression that him and Trayvon were like so much further apart in age. Just felt like Diggs has been in the league for so long.
And what is the age?
It's only 5 years, 5.5. It just feels like, I feel like it should be like a 10-year age gap.
All right, so Bill Barnwell with his suggestions. None of them I'm running to. With Diggs, I mean, you know, we're just going to end up with Tyler Lockett.
I like the Jenkins idea because they need offensive line help. Just get as many guys in here as you can. See which combination works. Draft them as well. I like the idea of maybe getting Jenkins. Will Hernandez is out there too.
The neighborhood watch is right around the corner. The Luca beer. Did that start the downfall? That's coming up at 8 right now. Let's hook you up with what Tolo stands for. Turning it on, leaving it on.
That's right, Tolo's right now, 877-881-1053, wins 4 tickets to see the PBR World Finals at AT&T Stadium from May 16th through the 18th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolo's right now, 877-881-1053, wins 4 tickets to see the PBR World Finals at AT&T Stadium from May 16th through the 18th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
The most local segment in all of radio every single Thursday at this time during the commercial-free expressway. It's The Watch.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Not just the most local segment, I'd say the most local show. And part of that are our firehouse tours, which we do every single year, and they're getting going again. It is the 3rd annual Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. It kicks off next Friday in Keller. We're going to be at Keller Fire Station number 1. That's 455 Keller Smithfield Road South, 6 to 10 a.m. We'll have Sean and RJ Firehouse aprons.
These aprons are sick.
Yeah, they are.
This is what you need for your grill game outside.
And you'll get free breakfast from Whataburger while supplies last. So it's going to be a good time. Come on out to Keller. Say hey to us. The tour is proudly presented by Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers. Okay, so what is a DFW restaurant?
And by the way, you guys are both going to be out today for the games. Bobby, you're going to Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go to Twin Peaks around 1.
I think
I'm going to go to the one in Grapevine, but I'm not sure yet. Okay. I'm still figuring out. I'm going to tweet it. I'll tweet it if you need to find out where. It just depends on where I'll be locally. And then where are you going to be, Chop?
I'm going to go out to Rex's in Fort Worth, right by TCU.
I think I may swing by Derby and see Will Chambers, too, in Frisco. I'm just going to kind of be all around. And I'll get my email done soberly, Sean. No worries. Okay?
Yeah, both of you posted up at the bar all day long. That should be good.
Okay, watch. I bet I'm going to get a great S reply today. Just you watch.
Tomorrow, we'll be at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in
Ulis. Look, see, we're all over the place. Okay, so what is a DFW restaurant that you miss? 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. 877-881-1053. Our Facebook community group post of the week comes from the city of Louisville. And they were remembering their favorite spots to eat in DFW that just don't exist anymore. Whether it be a chain left town or it was a mom and pop that shut down or different places like that. Some of the answers that were given there in the thread, Bobo China in Grapevine. somebody else came back and said, yeah, definitely that, but it was the one in Lake Highlands. Fred's Downtown Philly in Louisville. Texas Hamburger Factory. That's the only one I hadn't heard of out of this list. Fuddruckers. That upsets Kristen that they're no longer around here.
Same. Man, I got it's not a restaurant. It's an area that once was hopping and is now a complete ghost town.
For food?
Yes. You probably remember this. You remember the Restaurant Row area in Grapevine and William D. Tate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything is gone. It's now, you know, I call it now Restaurant Row because the only thing there are restaurants. But everything else better.
And you're complaining.
No, there's three of them.
Told you he's not a boob guy.
But everything, I'm an adult, right? Yeah, it's like when you become an adult, you become a butt guy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an adult, I'm a boob guy.
But,
and boob comes a butt normally.
It does.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Yes, it can.
You're put together usually.
But man, like everything is gone and out of business there. Like nothing survives because they put a bridge in and nobody takes that road anymore. And it used to be every single night you couldn't get a table, you couldn't get a parking spot, all good places, and now it's gone. I just miss it.
I'll tell you the one for me was Chuck's. They used to have there was a Chuck's. It was this diner on Parker and Preston, and it was It was fantastic. They had some of the best milkshakes I'd ever had. The burgers were great. I used to love that place. I think they, I don't know what's in there now. It's like some, there's some chain restaurant sitting in there now. But that was one of my favorite places to eat was Chuck's. And I still mourn the loss of that place to this day. Sean, you have any spots you loved that have gone by the wayside?
I mean, I really like Fuddruckers. I don't know that I'm crying tears over it. But the reason I was laughing, Nick on the fan cam is saying Bubble China was fire. My in-laws may get mad at me for telling this story, or my wife, but the reason I laughed is they told me some story way back in the day where there was like a family brawl at the Bobo China. So they always reference it, and it sounds to me like a movie line, like the brawl at the Bobo. So every time we pass and I see an old Bobo, first off, the name is hilarious, but Bobo China.
Yeah.
They go, it was the fight. It was the brawl at the Bobo China. It was like the Contreras family fight that broke out by the buffet or whatever they had there. So that's why I laugh so hard whenever I hear Bobo China.
The Contreras massacre at Bobo China. It
was egg rolls flying. People getting stabbed with chopsticks out there in the Bobo China. So that's what I laugh at. But I always really liked Fuddruckers.
I did too. There was one. It was funny. There was one right across the street from the Alamo in San Antonio. Oh. It was like the most randomly placed Fuddruckers in history. Speaking of chopsticks, do you shave them when you get them? I do too. Like it's supposed to be very disrespectful. They say it's disrespectful. I'm like, you know what's disrespectful?
A splinter.
A shard of splinter in my gum.
Yeah. You know, there was a place, I'm always on the lookout for the best tacos. It's a hard find a lot of times. And there was a delivery like Ricky's Tortas. And they finally I found a delivery taco place because you keep the tortilla warm and the cheese congealed. And this place had all the onion, all the cilantro. It was piled up. It was fantastic. One time, gone and done.
They are blowing up the fan text with some of their answers here. 877-881-1053. Chuck's always gave the refill on the milkshakes. I'd have my birthdays there as a kid and would play the Simpsons arcade game with my brother. 972 Spaghetti Warehouse. 903.
Oh, my father-in-law would say Spaghetti Warehouse.
903 The Purple Onion in downtown Dallas.
The Lizard Lounge.
Hey, come on. We all miss Lizard Lounge.
I miss Blue Planet, too. Remember Blue Planet?
DJ says Bennigan's.
Okay, I was about to say Bennigan's is blowing up as an answer.
Is that gone?
There's none around here anymore.
Bennigan's a buffet?
I don't know. No.
They had a great.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've been.
They had a great Monte Cristo.
And did you read Furs?
So I did not read Furs yet. Furs was, Kristen still, like, you say Furs and she'll like almost tear up that it's gone.
How could you name a restaurant Furs?
Want
to go in there.
It was so good. It really was good.
Matt Pittman hunting. It was bringing it in.
Well, it was like a cafeteria. It was like a buffet cafeteria thing.
Lubies?
Yeah, like the only it was good.
Like and so, Todd Archer's crappy suggestion in Indianapolis?
No, these places were good. Oh. That's what they're. Checkers, Wyatt's Cafeteria says the 469. Lots of different answers on here. 214 Crystal's Pizza and Spaghetti in Irving. I loved that one. That was always a good spot. All right, we're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105 Through the Fan. We had a couple of wild stories in DFW this week involving guns and surveillance footage. Let's go to the first one, and Aiden's going to have these up on the fan cam. This one was in Fort Worth. So this first occurred last Wednesday when Fort Worth police responded to a burglar alarm at Taqueria Ruby when they encountered a man who immediately raised a handgun at the officers. Fort Worth police fired off a shot before everyone realized that neither party was the bad guy. The guy who raised his gun was the owner of the restaurant who was also responding to the alarm. So this almost ended in just complete disaster where this guy was trying to see like who broke into my restaurant. The cops were responding to it as well. And they just turn the corner, see each other, and he pulls his gun up because he can't see their cops. And he like raises his gun. They're like, put it down. He didn't. So they fired off a shot and just missed him. This guy was almost killed right there on the scene of his own restaurant. It said, Fort Worth police said officers gave verbal commands for him to show hands. However, he did not immediately comply. Fearing for their safety, one officer fired his duty weapon at the man. He was not hit. But that one could have just really blown up in their face really bad.
That would have been
a communication gap.
Quesacilla.
Yeah, that would have been a big problem there.
I like that. Right. So speaking of robberies, like in Fort Worth, like there's a lot of like, especially for some reason in Fort Worth, of like barbecue joints getting their trailer stolen.
What happened at Panther City with our boys out there, and then Brandon Hurtado, Hurtado's got broken into the other day.
Those are expensive, right? Like those trailers with the smoke in there?
I don't think they took his trailer. They just took like a bunch of liquor and stuff inside.
Oh.
People are breaking in the safes and pushing them down the steps.
But
they're going in and it's like unmasked. Whatever happened to the masked criminal? Do you not think you're going to get caught or found or identified?
Right. People wear masks for no reason now.
I was going to say, there's a lot of anti-mask propaganda out there, and like some people are just making a statement with it. The other one, and this is the creepiest video I've seen this week, a Louisville shooting. This was a Ring doorbell footage in Louisville. This was Monday morning around 9 in the morning, broad daylight. A masked man walks up to a house and just fires off a dozen shots at this house. Look at this video here and this pause. This guy walks up in a mask and just fires 12 shots rapidly at this house and then runs off. This is broad daylight in just a regular Louisville neighborhood. This was actually over on, where was the exact address over here or the exact area? Police had said that fortunately no one was hurt. They're still looking for the masked man in the hoodie who did it. This was on Kingston Drive around 9 a.m. on Monday. Additional footage shows the suspect turning toward the home, firing the gun, and then turning away and running away. Homeowner says his 19-year-old son was inside asleep. Nobody was hurt.
This is what you need. This is my idea of guns.
Just on the top of your roof?
Gun cameras.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm in on that.
Get on a DFW security.
I'm in on that. I love my Ring camera. Like I'm obsessed with this thing. Every time I get a notification, ooh, let me go see. Let me be nosy.
You know, like if it's your Ring camera though, is that nosy? You're trying to see what it is that went down.
Yeah, I know. But if it's like it's for deliveries mostly. Like, what are they doing? Are they throwing the package down too hard?
Is that what you're worried about?
He is fully engrossed in just neighborhood life and drama.
He loves the tea. That's what he is. They're still looking for the suspect. Louisville police are saying if you know anything about it, to give them a shout. Give them a heads up as to what you think is happening. All right, Dallas is going to become the financial mecca of the universe, it appears. So we recently
gambling
heard,
Irving Pass?
Yeah, baby.
Which way do you want to go? You want to go gambling or you want to go stock or NASDAQ?
Let's do the Irving thing first.
Okay, so this is big news, and this is something that you heard first right here on Sean and RJ like a year and a half ago, I feel like, from one RJ Choppy, which is he had said, hey, Mavs, they're looking at that area over by Old Texas Stadium. That's where they would like to build their arena casino resort combo. Well, they finally got a victory for the first time in 2 months.
Hey!
The Dallas Mavericks ownership group got a dub. Irving barely approved, 5-4 vote, a zoning change on Wednesday that now opens the door for the plans of this potential Las Vegas Sands corporation. So,
can you imagine? The Mavs are so bad that four people said, no, we don't want them.
So this is something that we genuinely had brought up and wondered at some point.
Don't want them.
Right.
Don't like gambling.
Well, that wasn't for gambling. That was just a rezoning for the Mavericks.
For the arena.
The Mavs are so bad. Irving's like, we don't want to be associated with them.
There are lines of red tape here to get done what Dumont Adelson want to get done. This is like the first level of it that they've successfully now cut through. And it was narrow. It was a 5-4 vote. But basically, these two proposals now open things up as a possibility to where the things that they want to get done in that area are now feasible. And so if they're able to get stuff changed, legislation, then it's like primed and ready. We can go into that spot and do what we need to do. But this is the first big victory that they've had in a while. Mavericks CEO Rick Welts said last week that the franchise intends to stay in Dallas, wants to build its arena. He said, what we're saying to the city is we want to exhaust every possible option in the city of Dallas before considering pivoting to another location in the Metroplex. I don't think that's a possibility. Like, I don't think they can build in the city of Dallas a resort and an arena and everything. I don't know where they're going to do that.
I mean, they would have to find, obviously, eminent domain, but cities build stadiums in cities all the time.
Yeah.
Find places to get the land.
Right. Well, it's not all the time in like cities
proper. Like
that
Mavs facility / community beer company.
Mm-hmm.
That's right on 75 and bam. I mean, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, they find land to build all these high rises. I mean, they can find land.
Well, I know, but you got to think, you remember, it's an arena, it's a resort, it's a casino, and then it's all the parking and probably the entertainment stuff. I mean, that's going to be a ton of land.
It's acreage.
The Cowboys had a ton of issues with Fair Park when they were trying to figure out, all right, how do we get things going with the stadium here before they ended up in Arlington. I think it makes way more sense to end up where they do near Texas Stadium if that's where they build it. But
I've always thought it's a great location. It's, you know, two highways merge there. I mean, it's
just have
it's
people
easy.
Continue to land in DFW and think that, and then have to go to the stadium in Irving, and in Arlington.
And in Arlington.
People get so thrown off,
dude.
DFW. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, DFW was number one, right next to each other, within each other, and then the stadiums we thought were in Dallas. Look, you have one for the two teams.
It's just like LA. I mean, LA, they get SoFi by the airport. You got, you know, Dodger Stadium further up there, and you know,
it's not just like
Center.
LA. They have Luca. So,
well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the difference there. All right, the NASDAQ is planning a second U.S. headquarters. They're expanding outside of New York, and they are expanding to Dallas, Texas. This is based after the news that the New York Stock Exchange also had opened up another location or announced plans for expansion into Dallas. This is a thing where Dallas, if you look at this story here to have the NASDAQ expand to Dallas, it's probably more symbolic than it actually is any sort of seismic activity for the economy here in Dallas. So a lot of different speculators and analysts are basically saying that what this will do is it'll bring some CEO jobs here and it can bring some attention to DFW, but in terms of what it actually, what's the impact economically for Dallas, they say that it's more a prop up that shows, hey, big businesses, Texas is attractive, not just as like a national hub, but like this can be a global economic conduit. You see all the businesses moving here. You see New York Stock Exchange expanding. Now the NASDAQ, like big companies are looking at Dallas and saying, that's where I want to be.
Out.
You're out. You don't want the NASDAQ?
I'm tired of growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm drawing the line.
Yep.
I'm tired of the traffic. I'm tired of the people moving here.
Yep.
Stay out. Stay away.
Amen. Amen. They're trying to put buildings
rebuild
in
California.
Yeah, they're trying to put buildings in my area. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah. I can imagine in Irving, I would have probably voted against that. I would never want a stadium or the traffic. Resort casino right where I live.
Could you imagine? Like, yeah, that is one thing. Like, if you live like in Irving and it's a game day now and you're dealing with the added traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a massive pain. But this is the thing is that
you got to learn every back road. Like Ricky and Michelle, our family out in Arlington, game days. Like, it's nothing but back roads.
You have can't to take the back travel roads. The streets in Arlington on a game day. Collins Street, which is where AT&T Stadium is, as
oh,
many
thank you, Ross. Know,
it's just a disaster. Like, I told everyone, do not go over there on Sunday.
No, it was when you look at the expansion of everything else, they're talking about, actually, there was a lawmaker who said he wanted to start re-terming the Metroplex as potentially expanding into the Red River.
Neighborhood Watch, every Thursday, the most local segment you can get here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. A former Maverick talks about the beer that maybe was the beginning of the Luka end. Next on Sean and RJ.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.